Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
Pick literally anything else and it'll win.
That's Dave's fight talk ahead of one more tune tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, grand. I'll pick anything else so and it'll win. What are you going to win that you think would lose, would beat Kendrick Lamar's squabble up?
Squabble up. I don't know if it'll win.
No.
Is that recording in? Can we play that on the podcast? Are we allowed or will we get taken?
We can play a few seconds off.
What?
This is a great song, Dave.
It is a good one, in fairness.
Is this the one that goes mustard?
Mustard! Okay, will I also go for a rap artiste?
Oh, go on. What would you be saying?
I will go.
Sorry, this is one more tune. This is our music thing we do on a Friday and we get very competitive about it.
We do. I think I might go for... I thought maybe that by saying that sentence it would just come to me, but it has not come to me.
Can I do one tomorrow as well?
You can, sure. It's
Fiona's. It's not here. She's not.
It's, as long as it's not Pitbull.
No, it won't be Pitbull.
Only if you can cross it with us first, because you always go and do something dirty.
No, I won't. I won't go for a banker. I'll go for one that isn't stupid.
What's the one song you play if you could play any song?
Oh, I would probably play.
I play this.
I don't want a pretty face. June.
You might need time.
I remember when...
He didn't re-record it, did he?
I remember when I was on holiday and I did Despacito.
Nick,
and you rang.
God, it's been a while since Nick's been on the podcast.
Why did you do Despacito? Because obviously it's going to win, and of course it won.
Of course it won.
I think that's the ultimate banker of a song, Despacito, on One More Tune. Just talking about songs that people would like vote for.
Get your mic muff on.
Do you remember this?
I can't hear anything.
Can you not hear that?
You've not
you've no head
to say.
I didn't see it.
Because you're that type of girl.
Who is this?
This is Akon, beautiful.
We got arrested
yesterday.
Beautiful.
From what? I don't know.
I thought he was too busy with...
Akon did?
Yeah, but then he got released.
Okay.
No, Akon's doing lovely things, I think, for like the economy. Like,
I watched him punch a fella on the stage.
Do you know who I remembered? And it's a song that we can't play because it has Chris Brown on it. Pia Mia.
Oh, yes.
Remember Pia Mia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it again.
Great.
Nice to know you. Let's do it again.
And you did it with one night stand.
Are we discussing like possible naughty threesome options?
No, we're talking One More Tune tomorrow.
There's got to be a version of the Pia Mia song minus Chris Brown.
No, it was his song.
Oh, shit, was it?
Yeah. Was it? For God's
sake. Pia Mia. There's no Pia Mia on Spins.
So annoying. Chris Brown had some bangers.
He has.
It's so annoying.
Such an asshole.
She's going for Kendrick. She's going to go for Squabble
classic,
Up.
That's classic Emma.
It is classic Emma. What's classic me?
Classic you. You're going to go for
Killers?
Probably Good Charlotte.
It's too old.
Don't forget, we're in the last 12 years.
It's too old.
Charlotte,
we have to pick songs.
Yeah.
Or another one. I've made my bed, now I lie in it.
The Man by the Killers.
Oh. Got cash in the tank. Got money in the bank. We used to sing that.
Do that again.
You picked a song the other day that I don't think I'd ever heard.
Yeah,
and
it
was last Thursday.
It was
Amsterdam by Imagine Dragons.
Dave, do you remember this?
Love. You're getting way too big for your boots.
You're never too big for your boots.
I got the big size 12s on my feet.
Why don't you do that?
That is good.
You said you wanted a rap song.
I did want a rap song. Big Fear Boots by Stormzy. Yeah, we'll do that.
Find out what Dave picks tomorrow on the podcast or live at 9 a.m. This is still on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I've got some suggestions.
Just chatting.
Oh, okay, what are we chatting about?
Do you remember this song, Dave? Very big beat song from our time.
No.
Zoo, I'm Faded. That's a good recurrent there.
I hate that.
Alan Walker Faded. Remember that shit?
That was a banger. Alan Walker had crackers.
All Falls Down by Alan Walker. Where did all falls down?
He operated in like a halftime tempo.
Oh, yeah?
And I just, every song he did, for some reason, I bloody loved it.
Okay, we wrapped the podcast here.
Stacey's Mum, Fountains of Wayne.
Way too old.
Way too old.
This is your rule.
Hinder, Lips of an Angel.
I don't know that one.
What?
Am I too young of an emo?
Hold on. Let me skip in. You don't know?
I can say I've never heard that song before. And
it doesn't
like
really sound like a bit of you.
With lips of the nation.
That was beautiful. I've never heard of it.
Right, guys, let's get to this meeting.
Okay, bye. Love you all. Bye, 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 bye.
Fiona in the morning. Hello there, how are you?
Hello, what's going on? How are we? Thursday. I feel like this week is flying.
It is moving and shaking along quite nicely.
It really is. I was asking one of the tech guys in work here. I just met him in the kitchen. I said, how are you? And he said, yeah, grand, yeah, how are you? I said, yeah, good. I said, it's kind of tough to get out of bed, you know, in that weather. Mm. And just out of nowhere for no reason, he just went, I'm off tomorrow.
Oh.
Like, Pavel, there was no point. There was no need or rhyme or reason for that.
He was absolutely holding that in.
He was waiting
any opportunity to get that out there. And
I'm off tomorrow. I was like, what? How dare you say that to me after I just said how tough it was to get out of bed this morning?
I'm working tomorrow, obviously, and then...
Yeah, I know. And you're working... Thanks for making me feel better. You're right. You're working tomorrow and you're working Monday.
But then I'm actually off Tuesday to Friday next week. Are you off at all between now and Christmas? No.
I love, you know, you listening. I love you and I'll never leave you, even though I left you for 25 days in 2025 already.
And a few sick days thrown
in
there.
And a few sick days, yeah. I wonder when that's going to happen again. I know now that I've said it, it's going to happen like probably tomorrow. But I was like, there's a couple of people around that are dosed at the moment.
I feel like I've been dicing with it for a while. I feel like I've been at 60% for about 3 weeks. But I'd rather 2 weeks ago just be 100% sick and then move on.
And then move on. I'm with you. You're like kind of dancing around with the cold.
The cough kicks in, keeps you up for half the night, but then it doesn't develop into a big flu. I don't know, like not flu, but
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I'm with you. Totally,
and I think a lot of people are like that as well. A bit run down.
A bit run down.
It happens with the change of the weather. It's the change of the season. Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Okay, sometimes when we have multiple stories around the same theme or just kind of overall umbrella topic, we decide to bring it all in to a corner. Yeah, I know
it's stupid. What's the corner?
Movie.
Oh, our resident movie expert, Emma Nolan.
I mean, guys.
Doing three stories on movies. Oh,
I mean, it's hard because I'm just so versed.
It's
going to
be about Toy Story 1, 2 and 3.
I've only seen the first two. you are right, though. The first story is about Toy Story.
No!
Yes, you had me. The first trailer has been released for Toy Story 5.
I saw a photo of an iPad screen with the three of them on it, and I thought, do you know what? Interesting concept.
Do you know what? I thought the exact same. The whole idea of this Toy Story movie is how this new tablet that has come into the house threatens to destroy playtime.
Wow.
Isn't that so deep?
That's a very interesting movie concept.
It could really...
I wonder where they'll go with that. I wonder will they get a lot out of it, but...
Some of the returning cast, Tom Hanks, Tim Allen and Joan Cusack. The new cast, Smarty Pants, is also a new kind of device in the home. It's a toilet training tech assistant.
Okay.
So instead of like that, you know, potty training situation with mom and dad, I presume there's something that's actually like, you know, virtual that are helping the kids out here, which can go
that's
either
weird.
Way. Obviously, yeah, really, really weird. Here's a clip from the trailer. And this is when the tablet enters the home for the first time and the OG toys are
scared.
Very nervous.
Oh, thank you. Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
I know.
It's always like a frog themed thing.
Yeah, there's something froggy.
Because pad, I suppose.
Lilypad, yeah,
iPad.
Smart. Can I ask, because I'm so out of the loop with all things Toy Story, forgive me. Andy has grown up and moved on. Where are the toys even hanging out
now? I thought
now?
Like Woody went in the last one.
Yeah, of course, Callum knows.
At the end of Toy Story 4, Woody and Bo Peep went to live their own life out of the house.
Well, you'd be glad to know they're back in a playroom together.
Yeah,
in
but
the
no one knows
did
how.
They go into that antique place? Yeah, they were live there.
There was like a fairground kind of thing, and they kind of ran away to start a new life together. And then all the other toys went to live with Bonnie, who was Andy's cousin.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So all staying with the family. Yeah. So Andy could still be a feature in some level, maybe with his own kids this time. Who knows?
Oh,
okay,
that's probably true.
In other news, Sabrina Carpenter is moving into the acting world again. She will star and produce in, it's kind of an untitled film at the moment, but it's under the umbrella, second use of that word this morning, of Alice in Wonderland. It's
oh,
inspired
savage.
By that. It kind of works, I think, straight away.
One of them, I want to say about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, there was two of them. The one with Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter.
Yes. That was the one. Yeah, exactly. She apparently brought this idea to Universal Pictures. I presume she's with Universal Music, the record label.
She does something on her tour about like a Mad Hatter or something.
Okay,
sure.
So maybe she just is really into it. But maybe. She brought this idea to them about a year ago. She had this like lookbook, she had this concept, and it looks like she wants to bring it down, like obviously the idea of falling down a rabbit hole into this imaginary land, but she wants it to be a musical.
Okay, very good.
So at the moment,
she would be good at that, in fairness.
So does that mean maybe we're not going to have a new album next year? It would make sense. She's had two absolute smashes, so maybe just take a break and do something else for a while. And finally, are we enjoying Movie Corner so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
My final story this morning is about the Pope.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh. Pope Leo the 14th.
Yes. X1V is the 14th.
14th, I believe, yeah. Well, he has revealed his four favourite films, and I feel like he asked ChatGPT how to provide an answer to the press. What are your four favourite films, Mr. Pope? I'm sure he said, what would make me look really good here? Nothing too spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
I need to watch it. It's a classic.
It's about a guy who
basically an angel appears and walks him through what the world would have been like if he wasn't in it, and just kind of reminding him how important every life is, how important he is. It's a really, really beautiful film. The Sound of Music, bit of shifting going on there outside of marriage.
Oh. Yeah.
But again, very joyous, very lovely. Ordinary People, and then La Vita e Bella as well, a very sad, that's a very sad movie set around World War II, but it's about the joy between father and son, I think, during war times.
Interesting that,
kind of that
not one of his favourites is The Two Popes.
Yeah.
Or what's the one where the Pope became the Pope, it was called? The one that came out last year, Conclave, thank you.
Or
well
what's
done.
The one about Jesus?
Oh,
what's that one?
There's a lot of films.
Oh, well, what's the one that everyone talks about? The real confusing one to read. Yeah, like, went to a film.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, it's
all about the 12 somethings.
Passion of the Christ.
Well done.
Passion of Christ. Is that what it was called? Gosh, remember when everyone was reading that when it came out? And everyone.
I don't remember everyone reading it. I remember having to watch it in school though.
You had to watch it in school, did you? Was it good?
Yeah, it was decent. I'd say it was better than doing class. Like.
I suppose so. Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a tough day for me.
Oh, why?
Because I have to go to the gym. And I have to do a new routine.
Okay.
Like a new kind of thing. I went to the gym yesterday to meet my kind of like, not my anything, by the way, I don't like pay for a PT or anything like that, but like she is a trainer in the gym.
Yeah.
And
she's someone that you feel like you can talk to and ask questions to?
Yeah, like whenever I'm like, I'm definitely doing this wrong. I just go to her. I'm like, just make sure I'm doing this actually right. Do you know what I mean? And usually I'm right.
Those people, I'm sure people in the gym don't get asked those kind of questions enough.
Yeah, I wonder that as well. But so I booked into her just for like a session just to basically actually see if I'm doing the gym correctly as a whole, not even just, you know, certain things.
Am I gymming right?
Yeah. Anyway, so I show her my whole like thing, what she gave me to do like maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She gave me this program to follow and whatever. And she had a look at it and she was like, right, and how are you getting on or whatever? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, how are you after the gym? She was like, are you in pain? And I was like, no.
Are you rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake. Always say yes. I'm in agonizing pain.
You made a mess of that, sir.
So I said, no, it's grand. Like, I'm a bit tired after, but it's fine. She was like, all right, let's have a look at it. So, and she took off every single easy thing. So I meant to, like, ease myself into a workout. So say, for example, if I'm doing, I'm going to get technical here. If I'm doing a 5kg dumbbell, right, and I'm lifting that up, right? Obviously, I'm obviously just doing that because it's 5kg, so it's not too heavy. So I just have to do that 10 times just to get my body used to the movement.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go straight to a 10 and then go to a 12.5. And then that's when I'm lifting up, right? And then she's like, right, we're going to cut out the 5. And I'm like, but that's the nice one.
That makes you go, I'm strong.
I'm so strong.
I'm a big boy.
And she's like, get rid of that. Get rid of every single, like, easy thing you have to do.
Yeah.
And then she asked me, like, oh, how are you getting on with these? She made me do these kind of shoulder taps for a year.
Yeah.
Right? So you kind of get down on all fours. Yeah. Not on your knees now, but you're on your feet and
it's
on
for your
hands.
Core, it's
and then
sore.
You hit the 1-2. And she said, how do you find them? I said, they're the easiest things in the world. I do 20. And she was like, right, and could you do 40 easy? And I was like, I could do 40 easy. And she was like, right, let's just stop doing it completely then, because you don't need to do it. We're going to up something else. I was like, oh, crap. Listen, if your trainer...
Can you do 40 shoulder taps?
I would be able to, yeah. I don't want to... But maybe I'm doing it wrong. You could just describe what I'm doing here.
Okay, so he's getting down. He's obviously the weight... The, oh, yeah. One, two, no, three. Put your bum down. Bum down. Yeah, four, you should be flatter.
Three. Like that?
Yeah, like you should really feel this in your core, if you get me.
Shouldn't my arms be straight?
Your arms should be, like, as in, for example, if your bum's up in the air, then it's going to take the balance off a little.
Right.
So you need to kind of look at you're holding yourself up and you're like, come on, dip.
There was a reason it was easy, because I was doing it wrong. Do you know what I mean? That's why I wanted to meet with her, because I was like, this is too easy. I know I'm doing it wrong in some way.
And I hate shoulder taps.
Anyway, I'm
any
not...
Any burpees in there?
No burpees, but
do you know
have this...
the hardest part of a burpee is?
Go on.
Having to just... I'd love to use the F word, on the ground. Do you know, you're just you land yourself down there and you're like, geez, I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
And you have to get yourself back up again. And then you have to lamp yourself back down again.
I don't have to do burpees, but I have to do what's called hanging knee raises, right? So I have to hold myself from like a bar, just straight, and then bend my knees up and bend my spine for crunches, basically, in the air.
That's
for
horrible.
My abs.
That's
so there's some grim exercises I have in here. But I'm also like, intrigued, but apparently this is something I learned in the gym. You're supposed to always be working towards something, right? If you can then complete it easily, you move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
I actually learned that a few years ago as well, and I had no idea. I was like, oh, this is my routine, this is what I'm going to do every day forever till the day I die. And
exactly,
I
said,
no, your body's
going
to get really used to that, and then the progress will slow down.
Exactly. Yeah. So apparently I wasn't doing it right, because I was going to the gym the last year doing the exact same workout.
You need to mix it up.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to, and
maybe in 6 months you could go back to what you were doing.
Yeah.
But maybe a little bit heavier weights.
Well, that's... I'm doing the same routine, but basically it's just heavier weights. But I was like, I said to her, I was like, I'm not going to be able to lift that. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to...
That's the point.
And she was like, well, that's okay. She was like, but maybe the next time you come to the gym, you'll be able to lift it. And I was like, what?
And so maybe today you could lift it 5 times, the next time you could lift it 7, and
exactly.
Then by the end of the month, whatever.
It's mental. So there you go.
Exercise,
I'm going to be hench, lads. I'm going to be massive.
I bought, because when you know, I do the boxing, and at the end they do like 10 minutes conditioning.
Yeah.
And the problem is, say if you're like teamed up in a bag with someone, then at the very end for the conditioning, you kind of... One of you would run into the weights room and grab a weight for that bit.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, they'd say to me, like, what weight would you like? And you're like, yeah, sure, whatever you think yourself. And they come back with 8. And you're like, oh, jeez.
Oh.
To the point where I'm after buying my own 8 weights.
Yeah.
And I have them, like, in the spare
room. Very good.
Every now and then I just go in and do a few to be like, eventually I want to get to the point where eventually... that I can do it.
Very good.
Okay, without like absolutely hanging, you know?
God, we're both going to be hench.
Guys, but we do gym talk every day.
Fiona's going to be so intimidated when she comes back. We're going to be massive.
Gym talk each morning before 7 on Fully Charged. Weights. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma and Dave with you this morning.
Hey.
And this week we have prizes to give away, all with thanks to Just Eat. They are doing God's work and bringing Craig David to Whelan's on Wednesday.
I wonder if Craig David ever been to Whelan's.
No, well, I can't.
Maybe Cherry Comedy Thursday. Get your tickets, cherrycomedy.ie.
Well done, Fiona's going to look
at that. Is it .ie or .com? I actually can't remember. It's one of them. Just go to Cherry Comedy.
Tickets are free for Craig David, that is, not for Cherry Comedy. But they are very limited, and you can get them from Eventbrite in the morning, but we'll save you that stress and try and get you to win them on the show.
Yeah, we got 200 euros to give away to spend with them. Get those tickets into you as well. Plus, Just Eat are going to feed you if you get to the gig. They are going to feed you with Hawker by Hang Dye and Sano as well. They're serving up food from two of Dublin's biggest food hotspots.
Craig David's the singer of the Just Eat ad at the moment. It's the one that says,
did somebody say just eat? It does sound like a very hymn song to sing.
And with that in mind, we're asking you to do a little bit of singing this morning. Aoife is there. What are you up to?
I'm going to work.
Are you a Craig David fan?
I am, yeah.
What would be your vibe? Hang Dye or Sano?
I'm actually dying to try Sano.
Okay, very good. It's very nice.
And also, if you were to win the 200 euro Just Eat voucher this morning, what would you be getting from Just Eat?
Definitely the Cheeky Chinese.
Cheeky Chinese, very good.
Can't go wrong with that.
Dead right. All right, Aoife, we have blanked out a little part of the song. You heard it in... you heard a little bit of the clip, but one part was missing. Let's see if you got it right.
She played a fiddle in an Irish band.
Hey.
Baby, I just wanna dance.
Are you offended by producer Callum's choice of lyrics this morning?
Yeah, Aoife? I hope you're okay, Aoife.
No, truth be told, I actually got confused with the lyrics. Oh. I was about to send it in an Irishman.
Ah, very good.
Okay, it was actually in English.
That would have been better. Aoife, congratulations. Yeah. A €200 Just Eat voucher is all yours, and you're in that draw to go and see Craig David next Wednesday at Whelan's.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, you too, Aoife. Talk to you later. Now, a lot of people this morning, I get it. It was raining all day yesterday. It's still dark outside. We did say send in the lyrics, you know, sing them, or, you know, I say them if you don't want to sing.
Rap them.
People very much took that literally.
Oh, no.
And gave minimal effort.
So you said don't put in much effort.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
I just thought, you know.
People would.
You know, they yeah.
They wouldn't listen to the woman on the radio.
Yeah. People really took that literally, and I respect this a lot.
Fell in love with an Englishman.
Oh my God. You all sound like ChatGPT trying to sing.
So
fell in love with an Englishman. Great. Thanks. Beautiful voice.
It's Amble and Socrates Smiled on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You know, one of the members of the band was a teacher in a school in Dublin.
Oh yeah.
They were all just like doing the Amble thing on the side, and then it took off and he had to leave. But I remember over the summer when they played Electric Picnic, and that crowd was incredible for them. You know, when you're in a crowd and you're like, okay, they're going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole country's here. And at the time, there wasn't even that much, like, you know, you wouldn't have seen them gigging much,
okay,
or whatever. But a woman messaged me after I shared a video of them at Electric Picnic, being like, I'm delighted to see them do so well. Robbie, one of the lads in the band, was a teacher at my son's school until he left to get famous. All the kids are delighted now.
Which is funny, because my teachers hated when I was Amble. Huh? Huh? Yeah? You got it? That was all right, wasn't it? That was a good joke.
Amble?
That's a nice little 10 to 8 joke.
Roaming around?
Very slowly.
Ambling,
not really doing much.
Not one of your best.
Not really doing much.
Rambling and ambling.
Now, in fairness, it wasn't one of my best, but also you didn't get it.
I kind of did, but I just didn't find it funny.
If you laughed at Dave's joke, send us a laughing reaction on WhatsApp.
Or even if you just went...
No, I consider that a
little bit of a breath through the nose. I'll do it again just for you.
Yeah.
My teachers hated me being Amble.
Huh? Good
one, Dave. I still don't find it funny. And I laugh at anything.
He does laugh at everything. That is a horrible, horrible thing
Callum
to say.
Callum has such a look of confusion.
Amble. Walk or move at a slow...
I get it. I just didn't find it funny.
Relax, please.
There is a Dave that does bad jokes. I just didn't think it was you.
Hey!
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, how are ya?
Good morning.
I got a text from my boyfriend's mom yesterday. She is coming up to Dublin for the weekend. Obviously,
I always find it cute when, like, you text your other half's parents.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll get to the point where, like, I do that with, like, my girlfriend's mom, but I wouldn't do it with my girlfriend's dad.
Yeah, I
hear
you.
I wouldn't just text them about something. Mainly because I think he has been blocked, or I don't have his number or something.
Jack, my partner, got tickets through work to, like, there's an art show on at the RDS this weekend.
Mm.
And my mom's obviously coming up. Basically, everyone's coming to Dublin this weekend from all around the place because of the fight night that we're doing with our boxing academy. But anyway, he said to me, does your mom want these tickets while she's up? And I was like, text her there yourself. She'd be thrilled, you know? And then he was like, text your mom today. Anyway, I got a text yesterday from Jack's mom, and she was wondering, just doing a bit of a clear out, if we wanted a stand for a Christmas tree. And I assumed that she had gone to Jack with this, and Jack had said, ask Emma. And I said, well, we don't actually have a Christmas tree, but we need to get one. I'm kind of not
Is
really.
Is it for, like, a real one?
Nah.
It's like for a fake one.
For a fake one.
Are they all not specific to the tree, to
I
the stand?
I kind of said, look, I'll take it. And if it doesn't work, sure, look. I was like, you know, not going to say
You're just
no.
taking it, so you'll put it in the bin instead of her.
Yeah, I'll pay for the recycling.
Very nice.
You know what I mean?
Very nice,
but,
yes.
I assumed, yeah, it had gone through Jack and then come to me. And then I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get into the car and I'm going to go to the shop and I'm going to see what the crack is with Christmas trees. I've never, ever put up a Christmas tree in the house I've been renting in Dublin for 6 years. But I suppose I kind of have to this year, don't I? And I can't get over how expensive they are, man.
Yeah, they're mad money. Is this your first Christmas with Jack in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, very
so
good.
So he wants a tree, and he wants a tree up like in the next few weeks.
Does he want a real one or a fake one?
I think a fake one.
Okay.
Because I just think going to the dump with it after is just such a pain.
Yeah, it's too much hassle.
Yeah, and even getting it strapped to the top of the car and all, if you go up to get one, bring it down. And just the dog, I don't know, everything. I'm just like, let's get one and then it can go up all the time. But I'm such a Scrooge, and I mean Scrooge is in anti-Christmas, but also so tight. I was like, I'm not giving €200 for an artificial tree. Are you mad?
But you have it for like 10 years. It's an investment.
The cheap, then I was like, there's got to be cheaper options. And the cheaper options were the saddest looking trees you'll have ever seen in your entire life. Barely a branch between them.
May I remind you that we on this show did decide that you are not Scroogey this year, so you've got to buy the expensive tree. You've got to go whole hog.
Do you know what I also wanted to buy, because I saw it on TikTok, I wanted to buy that window spray. Just put it to face now. Just looks class.
Look at my whole estate, and this is like
Santa was
garage.
Here.
Oh, God.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky.
For now, though, we would love to get you top of the leaderboard. And if you want to take on the Tricky 10, we urge you to be brave. You can do this. The score to beat so far this week, and we're at Thursday, is a score of 5. You got this. Message us the word Tricky in a WhatsApp to get on to play. That is the word Tricky to 087-711-1038. Now, though, on to give this a lash this morning is Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys doing?
What's going on in your world? Are you off to work or college or school or what's happening?
Working home today.
Very nice. What do you do, Daniel?
I'm in HR.
You're in HR. Ooh. Oh, it's very... I was wondering, Daniel, because you seem very serious as a person. And now it makes sense. Very good. Any hiring or firing today?
No, I do the admin side. So if you need like a salary cert, come to me.
Or a day off.
Yes.
Go to Daniel.
You're not involved with the onboarding or the offloading.
These are very corporate words. Well done, Em. Very good. And Daniel, where are you in the world right now?
In Dublin.
What part?
I'm beside Houston.
I was about to say, from my HR perspective, should I really be giving my details?
Well, I didn't ask him what company he's working with.
Yeah,
like.
You didn't, and he also didn't ask like for his air code.
Yeah, it just meant like, you know, a general kind of area.
You're out by Houston.
Yeah, you're out in Dublin 8?
Dublin 8, yeah.
Dublin 8.
Oh, you're thrilled with yourself.
I'm
you got that, aren't you?
I'm myself. I got that.
Okay, listen, nice, welcome Daniel. On in. We want to get you top the leaderboard on the Tricky 10. Have you been listening to this for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're enjoying it, Daniel?
Yeah, it's been good.
Good. All right. Well, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard, at the end of the week, you win a brand new Fuzzy Charts Snoody to get cozy this winter. Daniel, you have a score of 5 to beat in 44.92 seconds. Do you think you can do it?
Yes.
Come on. I like the confidence.
I feel like Daniel, like, you know, he's given us, you know.
He's given us nothing.
He's given us nothing really, but in a way that like he's all business.
He's all business.
And he's going to attack this and we'll be real impressed.
We could be looking at our first 10, but no pressure on you, Daniel. All right, Emma's going to ask your questions. Yes. The best of luck.
Let's kick this off in 3, 2, 1. How many letters are there in the word telephone?
8.
Ryan Tedder is in a band called What Republic?
1.
In chess, how many pawns would each player start with?
8.
How many years is an Irish adult passport valid for?
10.
Complete the name of this fairy tale, Goldilocks and the How Many Bears?
3.
Ireland have won the Eurovision Song Contest how many times?
7.
How many studio albums did Little Mix release?
6.
A tandem bike is made for how many people?
2.
The Irish drama Love Hate ran for how many seasons?
4.
How many players are on court during a doubles tennis match?
2.
Stop the clock.
Wow. Daniel, how do you think you did?
Okay, that's much harder on the phone.
Is it?
Why is it? Do you feel like you have to answer very quickly?
Yeah.
I feel like what you were doing there as well was you were trying to work out, have I said this number already? And in that tiny moment that you've a chance to kind of give your answer, you're thinking, have I used this number already? And which one am I more confident on it being right on, kind of a thing? Let's see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7!
Oh, score of seven, Daniel. Well, well done. You have topped that leaderboard and you are in the lead to win that Fuzzy Chart Snooty at the end of the week. Let's go back and see what you got wrong. How many letters are there in the word telephone? You said eight. There are nine. The Irish drama Love Hate ran for how many seasons? You said four. It's actually five. I'm rewatching at the moment. It's fantastic. And how many players are there on the court during a doubles tennis match? You said two.
Tough.
It is four. Yeah. But every single other one you got right, a 7 out of 10 is very, very good. 70% have never got that before in my life. Daniel, congratulations. A great player, and the best of luck tomorrow if you are going to be the person who completely tops the leaderboard for the whole week. Best of luck.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Daniel. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
All right. Now, there you go. A 7 out of 10. No one has ever gotten higher than 8 on this show.
Really?
On this game, right? And interestingly enough, Daniel's score of 7 was one of the slowest 7s, if not the slowest 7 we've ever had, with a 46.95.
Jeez, you waited for him to go off the phone to tell him that, didn't you?
I didn't want to disappoint him. No, didn't want to do that to him, poor Daniel. So, do you think that you could top the leaderboard tomorrow? Because this Fuzzy Chart Snooty still could go to you. All you got to do is open up WhatsApp and send us the word tricky. Send it to the number 087 711 1038 and you could come on tomorrow and top the leaderboard.
I keep looking at things that I know I would have got wrong. Wouldn't know anything about chess, so wouldn't have known that.
The chess one, I would have said 10, guaranteed. Yeah.
I would have thrown a guess at the Eurovision one, but I wouldn't have known. Like, he was so confident with a 7 there.
I feel like I probably would have also said 10 letters in telephone.
Yeah, fair. And as for the Little Mix albums, I would have said 5 as well. I would have said 5. I can't believe it's 6 albums. Yeah. Oh my God. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. 20 past 8. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? You know what that music means? It means we're going to talk about Emma boxing, because this Saturday she takes on her first fight night. She's been doing a boxing camp for the last while and she is ready to take on an opponent and beat that opponent. Yeah, see, this is where we're going wrong.
I'm starting to get very nervous.
She's starting to cry and she's starting to be like, no, I don't know. And
I was thinking that last night, should I get like a good luck card for my girl?
She's only doing that to annoy me. She's only saying that to annoy me.
I swear to God, I was thinking about it and I was like, is there like a gift, because we've been training together for like 10 weeks now and I really like her.
That makes me want to cry, just the thought of you giving, and not in like a, oh, that's cute way, in a way. No, you can't get your opponent who you're going to box a good luck card.
Would you not like get her chocolates or something?
No, what? So this is the problem with Emma, okay? She's too soft. And I think she needs to do a little bit of smack talk to her opponent. We're not going to be friends of the opponent for the rest of our lives, Emma. You're not going to be sisters.
She's so nice.
She's not going to be your sister from another mister. She's not going to be your bridesmaid. She is your boxing opponent, right?
Yeah.
In your mind, she should be the person who has dissed your family, who has tripped you over, who has punctured your car, who has done so much to you, who has put chewing gum in your hair. This is the person that's done all of that, even though she hasn't. You have to beat this person up. I think you need to do some smack talking.
Oh,
so
God.
I thought, who is the hardest, most vile, most rip-you-apart person? But Fiona Frawley's on her honeymoon. So I thought, right, next best thing, we'll go to the softest boy I know and we'll go over to producer Callum.
Hello.
Producer Callum has been working on some smack talk for you for the boxing match this coming Saturday.
Is this really going to be helpful to me in any way, Callum?
Midway through, I think if you were in the middle of the boxing match,
I just mean
and put your gloves down and say these smack talks, because I imagine Callum's smack talk is going to be off the charts.
Yeah.
So if you just say it'll really put her off.
Okay.
So I'll deliver them in my dulcet English tones and then you get into the zone. And Dave, I've given you these as well, like you give us some help. So number one, I don't just break faces, I break your confidence.
This is a bit of a kind of a rap god throwback, where the songs don't sound as hard when you rap
them.
I don't just break faces, I break your confidence.
I don't just break faces, I break your confidence. Sorry,
no, don't repeat after me.
You have a broken face and no confidence.
Sound angry?
Angry.
And not angry, more like kind of I'm on top.
Yeah,
like
cocky.
I'm on top of the man, you're down below.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't just break faces, I break your confidence.
Yeah.
There we go.
And listen, do you know what? It's not your fault that it's crap.
Oh, yeah.
It's worded terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
You
know what I
mean? Okay, the next one. When I'm done, you won't even recognise yourself anymore.
Oh, that's kind of mind...
That's a bit mean.
Playing with your mind there.
But that's what I want you to get into. Go on.
These are mind games.
When I'm done, I won't want you to you won't even recognise yourself anymore.
When I'm done, you won't even recognise yourself anymore.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful. Wow. Very, very good. How did that feel?
Horrible, actually.
Good.
I just wanted to get her chocolates.
That's what.
And number three, Meet your future, bruised, broken, and forgotten.
Oh my God, that's the most ChatGPT sentence I've
Callum,
ever seen.
Callum, did you ChatGPT?
I did.
Yeah. That's awful.
I love that you just admitted that.
I'm waiting to see, hear him say, like, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Meet your future, bruised, broken, forgotten.
What's with the accent?
Don't know. I'm feeling a bit nidgy this
morning. Don't need to do an accent. Yeah. Just be cold.
Okay, fine. Go on, Callum. Let's
No, go on. Go one more time. Okay. Number three.
Meet your future, bruised, broken, forgotten.
Oh yeah, lovely. Okay. Love that little whisper of the.
The whisper can be kind of intimidating, can't it?
Yeah.
And I'll give you one more. All right. I want this one to be like super, super cocky, super arrogant. My fists correct bad decisions, starting with yours.
Oh, for God's sake.
Callum, or Dave, can you give me an example, please? Because how do you work with a line so poor?
No, it's not a poor line. Like I rewrote these after what ChatGPT gave me.
Right.
So yeah. My fists correct bad decisions, starting with yours.
That may, like, that's too... If I was getting that smack talk towards me, I'd be like, what? Shut up. I'd be like, shut up, state your mind.
I'm going to stand for this, right, as if I'm at my weigh-in. My fist... Sugar.
Just one fist.
Just the one. My fists correct bad decisions, starting with yours.
Again, the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too smiley.
I just don't know how to get into it, really. Anyway, Callum, thanks for that.
Well, there's one more that's just come in from Zach on the WhatsApp there, and this is obviously written by him. Do you like your teeth? You might have to pick them off the floor after this.
Oh my God. These are just awful. Go back to staying.
I'm going to stick with like maybe a selection box or something for...
Two hits for you. Me hitting you and you hitting the floor.
That's pretty good. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and hair and tears.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. I still find it very funny that we got Keane to Crow to say the word. Just like sometimes we kind of pass over that, but literally we got Keane to Crow to sing the word
tit for tat, like the Tate and Grey song. Welcome on into the girly quiz. Once a week we quiz Dave on loads of girly things. 3 years into this show, he was living with loads of women. He's a girlfriend now. He works with two women. You'd think he'd have learned a thing or two, but hey, he learned something new every single week here.
Yeah, but the things you ask me are ridiculous. Always.
No,
never heard the girly quiz before, wait till you hear the question.
Well, the problem is because we've not this for so long now and we've ran through all the classics like, what does a tampon do?
Yeah, I'm not the smartest person. You could repeat questions from like a couple of weeks ago and I won't get them.
Callum.
I actually think we are approaching the 3-year anniversary of this.
Yeah, it was November.
It was November 2022 that we started this. I'll find the exact date and I'll return back to
you.
We could go back on all the questions, guaranteed. I wouldn't get them.
Right, here's how this is going to work. Dave has 3 questions to get through to win the week, but he has to obviously get them right and he does have some help though. One of his lifelines is his phone a female, and Orla's there for you this morning, Dave.
Morning, Orla. What are you good at, Orla, when it comes to girly things? You know my question, is it body parts? Is it health? Is it beauty? What is your thing?
Nothing in particular, just that I'm a woman, so I'd hope that I have some sort of common sense.
Okay, common sense. Listen, not a lot of people have it. Yes, so let's hope you have it. Orla, thank you so much. I will come to you for whatever question I feel like you'll get.
Yeah, 100%. And just to say as well, if there's little ears in the car this morning, the nature of the girly quiz is we do cover all kind of topics when it comes to being a woman, in, out, upside down, you know, yourself. So just bear that in mind. Keep your hand hovering over the dial in case we get into kind of waters that
uncharted territory.
Exactly.
Huh?
But for now, let's kick this off. We don't want Dave to win the year. Currently, he's got 20 wins and 18 losses.
Come on.
And I don't like that. Question one, David Hammond. If I was getting an ombre manicure at the nail salon, what would I be asking for?
An ombre manicure. Okay.
An ombre.
I know in Rathmines there's a lombre.
There is a lombre, yeah. That does beauty and hair in the works. See, lots of lombres.
It also reminds me of the colour brown.
Why?
Amber, maybe? I don't know.
Like amber.
Like amber.
Like if you were saying amber and you're from Northern Ireland.
Amber. Oh. Yeah, amber. Yeah. Ombre. What is it? An ombre what?
Manicure. It's an a type ombre. Of nail design, say, for example.
An ombre manicure. It's a type of nail design.
Exactly. So if you're obviously going into the nail salon, for example, I just have a plain
And would
red.
You go in and you'd say, hey, can I get an ombre manicure?
Yeah.
And they'd know what you meant?
They would, yeah.
Okay. An ombre. I think it's it could be because nails have kind of really come on in the last couple of years. I see some TikTokers like, no, but seriously, like some people wearing TikTokers like say like the influencers like Lauren Whelan and things like that have really cool nails, like really like. Do you know what I mean? Like really,
nail art's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. Like
big industry.
I'd imagine it's like real design for nails. That's what I'd imagine it is. But is
we
this,
know it's a type of nail design, but I understand what you mean.
I mean like art.
Big. Yeah, okay.
But I don't think it's that. I think I'll probably have to call in. Will I call in Orla on the first one? No. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to 50-50 this one.
All right, good shout. Here we go. If I was heading into the nail salon and I was looking for an ombre manicure, what would I be asking for? Is it A, floral designs that are outlined with gold paint, or B, a gradient nail design where one colour gradually blends into the other?
Oh,
fades into
God, that no clearer. I'm no clearer. I should have went to Orla. Crap. Okay. Let's go to Orla.
No, you're not.
I'm going to use
two
life.
Just in case
the next two, just in case the next two questions I actually know, I'm going to call in Orla. I'm going to call in the full every bit of help I can possibly
get. Guns.
Yeah, Orla, question one is, what is an ombre manicure? 30 seconds on the clock. I'm begging you to tell me. Hopefully you know.
It's the second answer. So one colour kind of blends into another.
Do you know what's so funny? I think that was what I was leaning towards.
So you nearly got there.
What is it called when you get the art?
Nail art. You just go in and you'll be like, see this video on TikTok. I'd like my daisies on my nails like that.
Okay, let's go.
And it'd be different then to like, what's a, you know, we've done like manicure and French tip and all that as well.
Let's go with gradient then.
A gradient nail design where one colour gradually blends or fades into the other. You're absolutely correct.
God, I'd want to be after using two lifelines. Orla, thanks so much. A €50 Just Eat voucher is all yours. You deserve it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Orla.
Thanks, Emil. Okay, you're on your own, on your own, on your own.
Oh, crap. This is bad.
What's the purpose of a silk pillowcase for your hair? That is question two this week. What is the purpose of a silk pillowcase for your Gruig?
I would imagine it protects, it nourishes. Just some buzzwords that are on every female bottle of anything. Protects, nourishes, and keeps untangled, maybe keeps it not tangled. Would you accept all three of them? I'm going to say protects.
Against what, Dave?
Protects against tangled. Protects against sweat and other things your body... No. Let's go with protects. Or nourishes. Let's go with nourishes. Protects the colour. Protects the shape. Protects... It's protection.
Sounds like a condom ad. Callum, what do we do here?
I've been Googling all of the buzzwords that you were saying, and
I don't think you can take nourishing.
You can't, but
that's okay because I said protects.
It does protect
against
damages and reduces the friction between the hair and the pillow, which results in less tangling.
See, I'm just not good with words. That's what I was trying to say.
I would give him that one.
Right, okay.
Come on!
Yay. But the skin of your teeth now, in fairness, by the actual skin of your teeth.
It protects from damage.
It protects.
That's what I was trying to say.
The purpose of a silk pillowcase for your hair helps to reduce friction, moisture loss, and damage while you sleep.
Okay. So, sorry, say that one more time.
Reduce friction, moisture loss, and damage when you sleep.
Okay.
So you could say it protects against damage.
Yeah, I heard it's really good for tangles as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge. Whenever I go to sleep on a silk pillow, I never have tangles in my hair.
Now, I can confirm that Dave had no idea this was around the corner, but going into question three with zero lifelines, little did you know this is a multiple choice answer regardless.
Yes! Oh. Come on!
But I don't think you're going to like the question.
Okay, go on.
Dave, question three on the girly quiz this week. When does the luteal occur in the menstrual cycle?
No.
Is it A, before ovulation, B, during menstruation, or C, after ovulation and before the next period?
Oh, for God's sake.
So the question again, when does the luteal occur in the menstrual cycle? Before ovulation, during your period, or after ovulation and before your next period?
Sorry, there's too many options there. Before, what was option A?
Option A, before ovulation.
Before ovulation. B?
During menstruation.
During menstruation. Okay, and C?
After ovulation and before the next period.
Isn't that everything, though? Aren't you technically after... Oh, no, you, no, no, fair enough. After ovulation, before period.
In the cycle. Think of the cycle. The 28 days, the 30 days, the whatever, however long people are.
I don't know what a luteal phase is, but I think... Is luteal or trial?
Luteal.
Luteal phase is, but I have a feeling that it's after ovulation, before the period.
What makes you think that, though?
To be perfectly honest with you, what makes me think about it is it's a longer answer than A and B. Which makes me think you've put more effort into it. I think it's after ovulation, before period. I don't know what luteal is.
Yes!
He's 21 wins, baby! 21 wins and only 5 weeks to go.
How are we going to bring this man down? Help me, help me.
You can't stop me. Use two lifelines on one question. I still won the week. Stop me.
I had to learn what a bloody luteal phase was myself yesterday. Never mind him.
I am unstoppable.
Send me your questions on Instagram. Message me. Help me. He can't win the year, lads.
It's a men's world.
Oh, man. In case you're wondering what happens during the luteal phase, the ruptured follicle becomes the cortis luteum, which secretes progesterone and some estrogen.
Imagine I just came out with that. I was like, just said it like as the answer.
When we get to like the top tier phase, like the final boss of the girly quiz in 2026.
God, I'm good.
You say the girly quiz, Dave has gone and won the week. Fair play, I suppose. We were saying the question's getting a little bit trickier based on the fact that we are approaching the 3-year anniversary of the girly quiz. Started the show in September of that year and the girly quiz kicked off in November. So naturally, like, how many more questions can we possibly have about women?
I actually looked there. The first ever girly quiz was the 10th of November, 2022. And we played it before 8 o'clock.
Wow.
It was 7:45.
Random.
But here are the first questions we ever did on the girly quiz.
I remember the...
What type of clothing would you find in Anne Summers? What do the letters GHD stand for? What is a T-bar? Wow. Imagine just being able to ask anything all over again.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
I can't believe that one of the first questions was, what do they sell in Anne Summers? That's the easiest question ever.
That was a good question. It's a good start, though.
Yeah.
Anne Summers, and then the GHD was a good one.
Yeah.
What's the answer there?
GHD. Good hair day.
Well done. The third one, what's a T-bar?
What's a T-bar? Is the thing your face? You do some sort of cream thing down the face.
We'll revisit next week. Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning. Hello there. What's the crack?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
You know what? I have the sorest spot on my neck.
Ah, they're nasty place to get them.
It's so sore. It's the point where, so like, I lie. I'm trying to find it. There it is. I'm trying to find it. I'm lying down on my pillow at night and I can just, I'm lying on it, so it's really, really sore. But
can I have a little look?
You can, but you can't really see much. Yeah. But it's still look red raw. It's still really
irritated,
sore.
Irritated, yeah.
I put a bit of toothpaste on it.
Oh, no.
Now,
why?
See,
why?
Because
why,
I'm pretty sure that was, I was always told
that's
toothpaste.
For hickeys.
For hickeys?
That's to get rid of hickeys.
Well, like, famously, I wouldn't know that. I never got a hickey back in the day. I get them now all the time, though. Anyway, but, I thought toothpaste was for a spot. And he only just didn't put it on the spot if the spot was, like, ruptured or popped.
I never, ever heard that. I just, in school, we were always told if you want to get rid of a hickey, destroy yourself in, what's it called? Toothpaste. One thing I would say for a spot like that is it looks nasty at the moment. It doesn't seem to have a head that you can squeeze.
No.
If you put a tiny touch, maybe that would hurt actually.
Tea tree oil or something.
Yeah, that should develop a head for it for you.
Oh my God, it's so sore. I can't even like bend my neck either side.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if I bend it to the left, it's like
it's
stretching.
Pulling it.
And if I bend it to the right, it's
pinching it.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
You're great with words. I'm so glad I have you there.
What are we going to do about like... Why do we all still get spots, guys?
I know. I'm like, I'm 30 years old. I'm not a teenager anymore. Why am I getting spots? Okay, fair enough. I've only eaten 2 pizzas and 2 chicken breasts and a load of chips this week. But, like, so what?
Well, if that's the case, you should consider yourself lucky that it's on your neck and not right in the middle of your face.
Yes, very true.
Emma
number one hit music station.
If anybody would like a near 1 year old Beagle Labrador mix puppy, but not puppy, near, I suppose he's still puppyish, by the name of Seamus.
Do you remember this beloved dog that Emma got that she thought was going to be a great idea? And I told her, a dog is only for Christmas.
Nah, unfortunately, I do love him and he's stuck with me. But Christ, is he testing me at the moment.
Go on, you said he did something. You said before the break that he did something. And I have been dying to know what it was.
Something completely unforgivable. So I'll just walk through some of the other things that I found forgivable over the last year.
Okay.
The skirting boards in my rented house that I have redone and he's destroyed again. Somehow, believe it or not, forgivable.
Okay.
You know, I blame myself.
It must
He's
be gorgeous.
Bored. Is and that a chew or pee or both?
Chew. His lovely bed that I bought when I got him for 65 quid. Ooh. This is mental. When he took every last piece of fluff out of that and littered the house. It looked like Santa's grotto when I got in one afternoon. Somehow, actually, forgivable.
Okay. Yeah. You have, like, amazingly... I never thought in a million years this would happen, but you have really put me off ever wanting to get a dog.
That's okay, I understand. Adopt an adult, don't get a puppy.
Adopt an adult?
Adopt an adult dog.
Oh, an adult dog. Not a person. I was like, I don't really want to do that.
And if you're ever adopting a kid, just adopt.
You know the alternative to adopting a dog? You adopt a person.
I mean, we went through all the wee's, like he's pooed on me, you know, I've walked with him in the rain, I've done it. But yesterday he hurt my feelings.
Okay, what has he done?
I got home and in about six pieces, and guys, you know how much this is going to be sad.
Oh no, it's your bedclothes.
My fake Pradas.
No, the sunglasses.
My fake Prada sunglasses.
Oh no.
They are the loves of my life.
She does love them.
I won't be able to get them off the same guy until I get to Spain next year on the beach. I am so sad. I was like, anything else?
Why
Seamus,
in God's name were they out?
I honestly,
it's winter.
I'm convinced he's getting so good. I think he's taken them. I'm convinced. I was like, where were they? I think he took them from my coat pocket.
Wow.
That's how crazy the dog is after getting.
And like when you go up, because my favourite thing on TikTok in the world is guilty dogs. So when you say the owner comes home with like a chewed up, you know, pillow or whatever, and he walks over to the dogs and is like, was it you? Was it you? Or was it you? And one of the dogs is like,
freaking it's actually
out.
Hilarious that it happened.
Do you bring over the thing and go, was this you?
I just look at him and say, because we're having the crack, and then I, hey, how are you? And then I see it and I just go, oh God, that really hurt my feelings in a second. And then we go back in and have a little chat. I'd walk up to him and I'd just bring the glasses and go, Seamus, did you do this?
And what does he do?
Just kind of looks away.
Does he look away?
At the side eye, he kind of just looks away and then, you know, tries to play with you again. He might give you like a little paw on the knee and I go, Seamus, very bold.
Oh my God.
And then he kind of knows that he shouldn't have done it, but he can't resist.
I'd flick him on the nose.
I can't.
Just like that.
I've never given him a flick now, to be honest.
Oh, that's
knows.
Why he does it.
He just knows that.
We got hit as kids and they never changed us.
The wooden spoon. it's the one thing that I just thought of anything you could have done. Do you know?
I would have put him in the. I would have put him in his bed, in his cage, in his thing, and locked the door for 10 minutes. You're grounded.
Do you know this? I've just taken it off. If I sound a bit funny, sorry. We have these things. They're like spin. They're called pop shields. Oh, I'm gonna.
There's a reason why.
Because I'm. Yeah. Okay. Exactly why we have these things. I keep this in my bag and my like little backpack.
Yeah.
I keep it beside my bed. I don't know why. I just come in. My chargers and everything are in it.
Did you?
He had this. Yesterday, I got out of the shower and it was on the landing and he was about to dig in.
Oh, it does look like a toy.
It looks like such good crack. He'd gone into my backpack, taken this out and was like, me and you are going to have fun on the landing. And I managed to salvage it just in time, but it would have been like a pink array of fluff all across the house. Callum.
We've got lots of messages coming in with this already.
Are they all from the DSPCA? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I flicked it.
First of all, I have to, like, when you were reading off the list of things that he's like, he's eating your laptop charger.
Yeah.
And you bring in the hairbrush that he's chewed and you're still using.
Disgusting.
And it is vile.
Dave said, what the hell is that? It
looks like it's melted.
Yeah. Helen has messaged saying, Emma, we've got a Christmas gift sorted for you for your boyfriend. He can get you some brand new original real Prada sunglasses.
That's very very good.
There we go.
That's cheeky.
Yeah, but imagine Seamus takes that and
chooses. That's what I'm saying. I'm better off with the fakies.
And Lee has messaged saying that he's a qualified dog trainer offering free advice in return for a shout out.
So, is he serious?
Well, I don't know. I assume so, if you say
all I'm thinking of is that South Park episode with your man, the dog trainer, is like, just does that to the, kid, to the kids.
Lee, dog trainer, fair enough, but are you magic?
the dog is too old now to actually.
He's
a year old. He's been able to get away with all this for a year.
No. He does. He controls my life. He controls what I do. He controls everything. He's the boss of me, that dog. And it's my fault. It's completely and utterly my fault. But I love him so much.
I'd say that you encourage him. You have a positive vibe in the house so he can get
too
away.
Too easy.
With
yeah.
You're too easy on him. Give him a flick and put him in the cage. Do you remember Twitter? Remember how good it was, and now it's called something else, and it's a huge kind of big pile of shite run by an egomaniac who's a wannabe Bond villain?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of things Elon Musk has done on Twitter that I absolutely hate, but I have to give it to him on this one. He's had an okay idea, kinda, okay? He's after releasing a new incentive program to have a hit tweet. So if you have a hit tweet, it's positive for you.
As in, when you say a hit tweet, do you mean a hit that, or sorry, something that's gone kind of viral?
Yeah, if you do a tweet that gets a load of retweets, likes, engagement mainly is what they're looking for, then you get a badge on your profile for a month. Now, as I said, the whole thing is so people tweet and start a conversation. Decent idea. However, the badge, the name of it, your tweet was, and I quote, "A certified banger."
Oh, sorry, that's so mortifying.
A certified banger is what a spin DJ calls a Joel Corry song. Oh. Your tweet was a certified banger.
That is so
shut up, you loser.
No, I don't want a certified banger, Elon. I don't want one. You're grand.
Yeah, a certified banger is kind of what you'd hear after Gary's texting and he wants the tunes to keep coming.
Certified banger. That one is a certified banger. No, that's terrible.
Yeah,
what's
so
the at?
At bangers is a new, so obviously the at symbol and then bangers is a new Twitter page set up by Musk. And it's tweeted saying, "We want to recognise the very best posts that move the timeline, ranked by authentic interactions. If your post is featured, you will get a certified banger badge on your profile for the month." Now, the interesting thing about what he just said there was, ranked by authentic interactions, showing that his platform, Twitter/X, is filled with bots.
Yeah.
Because he's like, no, it needs genuine reactions. If you're aware that's full of bots, maybe get rid of them.
Maybe do something about it and then you won't be looking for people to bring out certified bangers.
Do you know what was funny? I went up and I looked online to see who was talking about this. I just searched Twitter certified, I searched X certified banger to see like what media outlets. I thought maybe CNN or maybe Fox or maybe whatever. No one is covering it. Social Media Today, AV Club, First Post, NDTV Profit, Kwasa and NDTV. I'm like, I've never heard of any of them websites ever. Those are who's covering it. So it's not doing incredibly well. But I did go onto the page, onto the bangers page, and it showed a couple of tweets that had quite good engagement over the last...
To be honest.
Over the last month.
It sounds like a fun job to be the person who allocates the tweets over to that page.
Yes.
That's what you go on Twitter for, is a laugh.
Good tweets.
And stuff that's funny and like shower thoughts.
It may not be a laugh all the time. It may genuinely just be some quite interesting tweets. You know what I mean? So it could be a meme or it could be something that was caused a lot of conversation.
But I think the problem that he's going to have is I'm going to go follow the certified banger account and then that's all I'm going to do on Twitter. I don't need to do anything else. Everything that I want on Twitter will be there then.
Yeah, it's kind of engagement baiting because they obviously have, with the verified scheme of what they do now as well, is the more reactions that you get if you're verified, you get paid for.
Yeah.
So people then start copying other people's jokes.
Yeah.
They're using the same tweets over and again.
Yeah, it's the same stuff over and over.
It really is dead.
It's a weird way to try and revitalize the app though, in the sense that like I used to tweet all the time years ago.
Same.
But like, geez, I wouldn't dare now.
I couldn't.
I'd be mortified.
Do you know who still tweets like it's normal 2011?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
she like tweeted like last week, like morning. just landed in NYC morning. Hope everyone's having a great day. And I was like, this isn't 2011. I love it because it's real, and I just think that's really interesting.
Did you see anything that are certified bangers?
So there was a couple of ones. Some of them were like funny, and then the other ones were like, you know, things that just caused a lot of conversation. There was. They posted on the page. Reverend Peter DeBurney tweeted, "Yesterday I married my brother," which is funny because he's a reverend.
Yes.
So he didn't actually marry his brother. He did the ceremony.
Yes, I get you.
But I thought it was a funny tweet.
And yeah, that is a funny tweet because it's layered. Because brother could also be like a fellow priest. No.
No,
yeah.
The brother just got married to his wife.
I get you.
He said I married them all. Anyway,
I don't like the turn of my banger page.
It caused a lot of engagement. No pun intended. There was other tweets about like how a mathematician sees the world. If you're on Twitter, you'll have seen these. And there was also one where someone was asking, "What's the lore behind your profile picture?"
Oh yeah.
So everyone was talking about where their profile picture came
from. That reminds me of the "What's the one moment that lives in your head rent
yes,
free?"
Yes, that TikTok. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those were kind of the tweets. So well done, Musk, on your one good idea. But let's not forget what you have done. Mass layoffs from jobs, no point in being verified, far-right favourite algorithm, reinstating banned accounts like Trump and Andrew Tate, removal of news features, renaming to X, policy inconsistency, saying he wants free speech and then blocking other website links, more spam and bots, declining conversation quality and paid content everywhere you look.
My ads and calling the thing bangers to the list.
Thank you, David Hammond. What would you call this song?
A certified banger!
Lady Gaga's. Now, we would love to... For you to win with Heiden Boxing Academy this morning, you've heard me talk about them a lot. This is not SponCon, by the way. I have just been going to their gyms for the last year and a half or so doing boxing fitness classes, and I really enjoy it as someone who just doesn't really like the gym. Not my baby. I've tried time and time again. I just can't stick with it. But miraculously, I've kind of stuck with this to the point where I'm actually taking on my first ever boxing match with them on Saturday. But their classes, really important to say, are totally non-contact. So you don't need to worry about that at all. It's a great stress
reliever. So if you're hoping to join and hit Emma, no dice, my man.
If you really wanted to have a go at me, no,
sorry.
They won't let
they
you
won't
in the classes.
They won't let you do that.
It's the ultimate way to burn calories, a fun way to do cardio.
She's in the VIP class anyway, you know.
And you'll learn a great skill. It's amazing for stress relief as well. So we just wanted you to win a starter pack this morning with all the trimmings.
Yeah, sounds good. Who have we got on?
In there, sorry, is your boxing gloves, hand wraps, 10 boxing fitness classes, and we need to call someone back. All you had to do was send us a boxing emoji or the word boxing in a WhatsApp.
That's an interesting
line. Yeah. Hi, Cuiva. It's Em and Dave from Spin. How are you?
Hey, Cuiva.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're not
your
too
phone
bad.
Rang with an interesting dial tone. I thought you might be away somewhere really exotic.
Yeah, you have like
do you know what,
go on.
I used to live in Spain and my WhatsApp number never changed over, so I still have a Spanish number on my WhatsApp.
That makes sense now.
Do you
very
wish
nice.
You were in Spain this morning?
Yeah, I wish.
Listen, you sent in that boxing emoji. You have won it, the Heiden Boxing Academy starter pack. Have you done any boxing before, Cuiva?
No, I've actually never done any boxing before, but I've wanted to try it for so long, and I'm trying to literally start my fitness journey. So this would be
this is it, Cuiva. You've got it.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It's so much fun.
You.
There you go.
And
Cuiva,
which of the Heiden gyms do you think would suit you best? Sandyford, Churchdown, Balls Bridge, Grand Canal Dock, or Leopardstown?
I actually think Sandyford.
Yeah, that's a really good gym.
Yeah.
She would have said that about either.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I've actually never been to the Balls Bridge one, but
congratulations. You've won with Heiden Boxing Academy. The best of luck on your boxing career.
Thank you so
Cuiva,
much.
See you
Thank
in the
you.
Ring.
Good luck.
Bye.
My joke didn't land. Stay in the ring.
I don't think she heard you, in fairness. Don't worry about it.
We'll give you another chance to win tomorrow on the show around the same time. I know you were talking earlier about Twitter and how Elon Musk is destroying it, but there was a cracker of a tweet I saw just this morning.
Was it a certified banger? Yeah. What he's doing. Bringing it to the certified banger page.
Yeah. This girl, Isabel, tweeted yesterday, someone is legit here eating a rotisserie chicken on the dart.
I saw that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The comments are brilliant. They're so varied. Someone saying, call the guards. And someone else saying, can afford a rotisserie chicken in this economy? Marriage material. And she replies saying, I should have gotten down on one knee. I don't really see the problem with it.
With what? Eating on the dart?
Well, yeah, people eat on the dart. People eat on everything. Why not a rotisserie chicken?
Well, I won. I think
smell?
It's against the law.
Is it?
Of on Irish Rail. Okay. I'm pretty sure. You can't eat on their carriages. Two, it stinks up the entire carriage.
But with a delicious smell of rotisserie chicken. You can't go wrong with
that.
Yeah,
but you don't get to have any.
I think the real crime here is the cost of rotisserie chickens these days.
I think mainly it's more because it's meat on the bone. Like, you wouldn't have someone enjoying like a whole rack of ribs on the dart.
So weird.
It's you may be sure people have come back from Malahai gigs from the dart eating chicken wings.
No chance.
No,
no chance. Wouldn't happen.
On the bone.
In Malahide.
Not in the public.
It spins fully charged, recharged.